episode 127.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we've got longtime internet entrepreneur Coach Terry Dean in the house. He's been working online for over 20 years, and he is an email marketing guru. He's done it for himself and for other people, and he's going to give you actionable tips that you can use in your internet business starting today. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start, where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 this is Mark Mason coming to you from Dallas, Texas. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. This is Late Night Internet Marketing, where we talk about building successful businesses online, even if you can only work a little bit each night. And I am your host, and today I have got a super special treat for you. I finally caught up with Terry Dean after 20 years. You know, I've heard about Terry Dean from my friends online literally since I got started in internet marketing back in 2007. Now, Terry has been working online since 1996. And a lot of people refer to him as sort of the father of online business, or the grandfather, or, you know, I mean, he's been around for a long time. Relatively young guy, but got started really early. Went from making $8 an hour delivering pizza to building a successful business online. And now what's fantastic about Terry, not only does he have a lot of experience coaching people just like you about email marketing, but he's done email marketing work for some really big entrepreneur brands online. So he's got a vast array of experience. He knows what works, what doesn't work, and how you can apply those techniques and ideas and lessons learned to your email marketing activity, even if you're just getting started. So this is an absolutely fantastic episode for you, full of actionable tips around email marketing. Look, if you've been struggling to get your email marketing activity started, or you need to take your email marketing to the next level, this interview with Terry Dean is for you. Hey, but before we get started, just in case you are really just starting your email journey, today, the day this airs, February 16th, 2017, ConvertKit is running a free email list building challenge that could really help you out. Even if you're not using ConvertKit, you're going to want to go check that out over at latenightim.com/CK challenge. That's latenightim.com/CK challenge. Even if you're a couple of days late or you're just starting out, go ahead and check that out. They'll have actionable tips there and things you can do to help get your email list jump-started that are going to go perfect with this interview. Okay, with that behind us, I want to get right in to this action-packed, information-packed, tip-packed interview with Terry Dean. I am very excited. You know, for years, I have been around this guy. I have heard about this guy. My friends are friends with this guy, but I've never actually talked to the Terry Dean, and I have him on the phone today. Good morning, Terry. How in the world are you?
I am doing great, and it's good. It's fun to be here, and it's fun to, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun on this call.
Yeah, I'm really excited because, you know, we have a lot of mutual friends, Lynn Terry, Nicole Dean, guys that have worked around NAMS and other projects online. And so it's really exciting to me because you are truly, I don't want to date you or anything, but you are truly one of the guys that has been working this freedom lifestyle business and working online to build wealth and help people for more than a couple of decades. How long have you been doing this?
This year we'll make 21 years now.
Okay, so that's absolutely crazy. And I think if I remember correctly from the folklore, people actually sit around campfires and songs about you are passed down through the generations. I think it's actually true that at one point you were kind of delivering pizza and you said, oh man, there's got to be a better way and there's got to be a way I can do something I love to do and spend time with my family. Can you take us through that a little bit?
So we're going back into the stone ages of the internet, back when dinosaurs roamed the internet. We're talking days of CompuServe and things like that, which younger people online wouldn't even know what in the world a CompuServe is. It was the internet provider that came even before AOL passed disks around to everyone.
Oh my gosh, I remember the disks. I had stacks of those.
So when I first started online, basically I was delivering pizzas for Little Caesars for $8 an hour. And
Pizza, those guys?
Yep.
Pizza.
Wow. Yep, those guys. And at the time, they actually charged a delivery fee, which means we almost never got any tips.
Pizza.
Wow.
So that wasn't all that much fun either. They paid us minimum wage plus tips or $8 an hour minimum. I don't think I ever got the tips higher than $8 an hour. So I always got the minimum of $8 an hour while delivering pizzas.
Ouch.
And
Pizza.
I had tried a lot of things. I was like, I can't live like this because I was in debt. We had over $50,000 in debts, and most of those were credit card debts at the time because I had tried a lot of failed business opportunities up till then too. I had tried network marketing. I had tried direct mail. I had tried a lot of different things. I had even done some door-to-door sales for a satellite dish company before the pizza job. I lasted a grand total of 2 weeks before they let me go because I sold zero satellite dishes, and that meant they had to pay me minimum wage, which they weren't happy about.
I've never actually heard of a door-to-door salesman getting fired like that. That's amazing.
So I was fired.
Congratulations.
That was my accomplishment in selling. So if anyone comes online and say, well, I can't do online because I can't sell, I could not sell at all.
Okay.
When I started online. So that freedom in the fact that that's where I started also, not being able to sell anything. The same reason I failed at network marketing companies. All these network marketing companies said, there's no selling required. Guess what? They lied every time. There was always selling required, and I sucked at it. And so we had a whole bunch of junk in the basement. But I heard about the internet. I heard that even back then, this was 1996, I heard some people were succeeding online. And I was like, this is something I could probably do because I'm an introvert. I like to stay at home. I'm not an in-person salesperson. And so I went out and bought my first PC, and we're talking, it was $2,500 at Best Buy for a monitor, a PC, a printer, and we're talking a 75 megahertz. That's a paperweight today, a huge paperweight. And I taught myself how to use the PC. I went online and I used one of the last credit cards we had to buy licenses to a couple of VHS videos, self-help type videos, Mark Victor Hansen type, things like that. And I put up an ugly website. We're talking flashing GIFs, all these different.
Yeah, I remember.
So ugly webpage. And I went over to CompuServe and started participating on some of their message boards. So you can imagine if we move it all the way to today, that would be going over and participating on Facebook.
So
Facebook groups.
This was essentially your last dollar in some sense. You had all this debt and you had tried all these things and failed, but you weren't quitting. This was the next thing in a list of things. What do you remember what that felt like? I mean, was it starting to feel a little desperate what was that like?
That's an understatement, feeling desperate at the time because we were behind on all those bills they were calling all the time. I remember one time they even called my dad. We lived in the same city as my parents at the time. One of the creditors called my dad, which this is illegal for them to do, but they called my dad and told him that if I didn't hurry up and pay the credit card bill, they were going to put me in jail.
Now, somehow I remember that your dad was kind of a self-made man and worked his way up in the working for the city or something like that. Is that right?
He definitely was. He started at the bottom working for the city and then worked his way up, and he was like second or third to the mayor on what he was doing in his department. So he was definitely somebody who worked, and we're talking, he was at the job for like 45 years.
So I bet he was really impressed when your creditors started calling his house, right?
Very much so, because I'm trying to, basically I had dropped out of college up till then, and I had been trying all these different businesses that I kept failing at. And then he has the creditors call in. So yes, that's a desperate situation, a very bad situation. The one advantage I had was my wife, through it all, somehow she still had confidence I could do it and told me that I could do this, which I imagine a lot of spouses at that point in time would be like, you're just crazy. We can't stand this anymore. But she still said she had confidence that I would make this work.
Yeah, I was just talking online with Michael Hyatt's wife, Gail Hyatt, and we decided, Gail and I decided, that behind every great man, there is always some really strong woman that's really, you know, making things work. So I guess this is another case in point.
This is another point. So she supported me. It started online. I mean, in the very beginning, I lived the internet lifestyle, but the beginning, it takes a lot of momentum to get that moving, which basically meant when I wasn't delivering pizzas, I was either learning my PC or working online.
So how did you move forward from there? So you've got this, you know, I mean, this is the fledgling days of the internet, right? I mean, still dial up modems and stuff. How did you go forward from there?
Well, back then I made a few sales here or there, a few sales, but one of the smartest things I did was I picked up some like lower cost products that I found from Gary Halbert and Jay Abraham. Okay, so again, spending more money I didn't have,
right?
But to learn from information, it's always funny. I always tell people not to go into debt to buy my products, but I went into debt to buy the products, even further in debt. So I'm a little bit of a hypocrite when I tell people not to go into debt, because it wasn't what I did. But I bought Jay Abraham and Gary Halbert products, and my strategy there was, okay, what do they say that they're teaching that I could apply to the internet? And one of the things that they constantly talked about was your list, about having a list. And so I said, look, I could do this online with email. Back then, we didn't have autoresponder systems like AWeber, GetResponse, all the constant contact, all the tools we have today. I actually had to buy software that software I used was specifically used by people for spamming. It went on your own computer. You sent out emails, but I built an opt-in list using that software.
Wow.
And what I basically did was I put up, same thing that you'd see today, we put up opt-ins on my page. If you sign up for my free list, I'll give you this freebie. If you sign up for this, here's your freebie that I'll give you. Again, it's like a self-help inspirational type video, you know, type of bonus that I gave away, just a free report that I put together based off of what I learned from these VHS videos I was selling, and got people on the list, started sending out emails to the list, and I tested a lot of things with sending out those emails, and it took me about 6 months to realize this, but I was able to go full-time within about 3 months of starting online. And again, full-time doesn't mean doctor income. That meant pizza delivery driver income.
Right, exactly, right.
So you just understand where I'm at. And about 3 months, it was like that. Within about 6 months, I realized that the size of my list was directly proportional to the income I was earning each month, because my income had increased every single month when I came online, and it went right along with my list. I mean, it was almost an exact percentage, and I'm glad that that percentage was so close, because it made me realize, you know, just how well that was working. And I'm one of the first people who ever said that you should earn $1 per subscriber per month. And people still use that stat today. It applied in the very beginning. It's what I saw in the beginning. Now I have clients working in all different industries, and some people earn as little as like 10 cents per subscriber. I have other clients who earn more than $10 per subscriber per month. So that varies all over the chart. But that was the number I was seeing in the very beginning.
Yeah, and that's a rule of thumb, as you say, that is still used today. I didn't realize that you were one of the first to say that. So the money then truly is in the list. I mean, that was your actual experience almost two decades ago. And I guess you would say that's still true today.
It definitely is still true today. Every one of my clients, we when we work better with their list, when we send out more emails, when we send out the right kinds of emails to the list, we are always able to jumpstart their income. We're always able to boost their income. So when clients come to me, that's one of the first things we usually apply is we look at their list. We look at the emails they've been sending out to their list and how we can increase the profits from them. As you can imagine, over two decades, I've come up with a lot of little techniques that we use to boost the profits from an email list.
So my audience on this show is generally an audience of people who are working online, trying to duplicate some of the success that you've had online, doing a lot of affiliate marketing. You know, I'm generally teaching them that they should be capturing leads, that traffic that arrives at their website, offering those leads something of value in exchange for their email message, delivering value in those email autoresponders. And so what I thought about today with, you know, two decades of email experience, because you've literally been working on this direct response marketing by email thing for over two decades, I was wondering if we could maybe kind of go through some things that you think would be valuable for that audience.
Yes, let's do so. We could talk about what they should be sending, especially when they're getting started, to get the first emails that they send out, to get a good, basically, habit going with sending out the right kinds of emails to their list.
Well, let's start with that. So we're getting started. What are the sort of the fundamental core things that you're teaching your client, that the heavy hitting, high leverage things that are just fundamental to the email philosophy that you teach and that you've seen work over the last two decades?
Well, we'll move back to the very beginning. To build the list, we're always going to focus on the audience first. So everything we do is always focused on the audience. And the first thing that we're going to have is we're going to have some type of lead magnet. And the lead magnet means a freebie that we give away to get people to subscribe to our list. And I learned this years back. That is, if you just put a note on your website, hey, join my free email list, and give them a link to sign up, not very many people are going to sign up for it, because there's not – pretty much nobody gets up this morning and says, you know what I need? I need to get on some more email lists.
Right, exactly.
So that's not what they're thinking. So the first thing you think about is, okay, who is my audience? What are their desperate problems that they have that they want to have solved, or what are their strongest desires? And how can I help them at least get the first step towards that by giving them some type of freebie? And I don't just call it a lead magnet. I've started calling it lately more of a free preview. And what I mean by that is I think about the gift that I give is almost like a bridge to whatever I'm offering next. Okay, so if I have a client that's offering, we'll say, showing you how to improve your tennis game, so he'll have courses about improving your tennis game, clinics, things like that for improving your tennis game, we'll come up with some type of free preview. Maybe we'll give a free video to improve your serve,
okay,
for example. Maybe
very
the
good
toss on the serve, for example. We'll do a free video. So if you opt in, you're going to get this free video that's going to start you at the very beginning, how to improve your toss for your serve. And we'll end up doing this. When I do it with clients, here's another little tip for it. If you're offering something that's lower cost, like an affiliate, let's say that you're promoting an affiliate product that's under $100, or an information product that you have that's under $100, or even perhaps you do coaching and consulting and you have a free or even a low cost first session that's under $100. A lot of times my system is like this. We'll give away that freebie, whatever it is, and then we'll pretty much give a link to the next step in the system. So in that case, with the tennis client, I would have him, we'll give away this free video when you opt into the list. And then right underneath the free video, we'll usually have a link over to his first product for sale. So since that would be about the serve, we'd sell a product about the serve. And so you would get to the opt-in page, and here's the video. There would be a link over to the sales page where we're offering, you know, basically the next step after. That's the reason I call it a free preview. We're trying to take the next step over. And I've done this with a lot of clients. And in many cases, we've immediately bumped the results from any of their marketing, because it's kind of interesting. In a couple of clients, we've tracked it with their paid advertising. We often, for the front end, so like the front end, the first 2 weeks to 4 weeks, we'll get somewhere between 30 to 50% of their front end sales within about 24 hours with a simple system like that.
Wow. And that really is a simple system. I mean, you're talking about getting the conversion right after they've made the commitment to be on your email list.
Exactly. With a lower cost product. See, the mistake a lot of people make, think about it this way. A lot of people say, well, we just need to warm a prospect up first. We shouldn't sell anything. We should warm them up. Imagine this aspect. I'm online and I'm searching for a subject. You attract my attention by offering me something of value that I want, and I make the decision to come to your website. I put my name and email address in, or just my email address in, and I choose, yes, I want this freebie. You then give me what you promised. You give me the freebie. At this point in time, why would you say, we have this person who they've just taken, they've clicked on an, we'll say we'll click on an ad if we're doing paid advertising, or they clicked on a blog or whatever else we're doing. They clicked on that. They went to your site. They said, yes, I want this. They opted in. They watched your freebie. So they've just taken three steps in a row. Why would we then stop them and say, well, we're not going to offer this person anything for a week or two?
Right. You're basically killing the momentum and in some mm-hmm. sense starting over.
Exactly. And if you're promoting an affiliate product, I've actually had a couple of clients who did this when they're starting up, because I recommend the same thing that you do, which is if somebody's starting from scratch, the easiest thing to do is to promote affiliate products in the eventual market. Let's say that they want to create an information business or consulting or anything else in the future. They sell affiliate products in that same market to start with. So they build a list in that market. I've had clients where we've given away the freebie and we then have a link over to it, and we kind of make the link. It talks about the primary benefit, but it's not real specific to the next landing page. And we've even rotated affiliate landing pages after that. So we've actually split tested three different affiliate offers on the next page to see which one sold best.
Oh, that's a super pro tip. You know, a lot of times I find that people that are starting out in marketing, they're a little afraid of split testing. They view it as an advanced technique, but it doesn't have to be that complicated, right? You can have three different offers that you switch out and just see which one resonates best with the kind of traffic that you're driving to that landing page.
Yes, sometimes we're really shocked. Most of those times, if you have three totally separate offers from three different affiliate programs, I could almost predict that you're going to get at least one of those that's going to do twice as good as the others.
Wow.
Okay. And it's hard to predict which one it is in the beginning.
Yeah. And I get those questions. A lot of times people will write me in, should I do A or B? And a lot of times the real answer, not just the I'm too busy to think about an answer, but the real answer is you don't know until you test, right?
Yes. And people don't test nearly as often as they talk about it. We'll say it that way.
That's true.
That's the experience after working with clients in tons of markets, is there's a lot of lip service paid to testing, but there isn't usually a whole lot of testing really being done behind the scenes. And you'll hear some people talk about they tested the button color, or they tested the background cover color. Don't even worry about any of that stuff in the beginning, because it takes so much traffic to test those kinds of things. You want to test big things when you test. And I kind of am getting off the subject a little bit. Test main headlines on a website, test offers like which affiliate offer to promote, test those really big things, like even testing a lot of my clients, some of our best tests aren't even the headline. It's, hey, we're selling this product for $47. Let's test it for selling at $1 trial and $46 in 10 days, and let's see how that works. And that type of offer often will double our response or more. So that's a test that we've done many, many times. That's an offer test. So offer test, headline tests, that's what you should be testing.
You know, one of the things I love about talking to you, Terry, is a lot of people that we talk to in this space are people that are primarily focused on teaching something that they might not even actually be doing. And what you're talking about is your actual clients. I mean, you're actually working with people and getting into the numbers behind the scenes in other people's businesses and doing that. Do you like doing that kind of work?
Definitely. I love looking at the numbers. And since we're talking right now, I was talking to a client yesterday over the phone, and we were looking at the exact numbers from a recent heavy paid Facebook promotion that they just did. And from a launch they did on Facebook, and we're talking, I say a heavy promotion. I think their spend was somewhere like $50,000.
Yeah, that's heavy.
In a couple of weeks. And I looked at all the numbers that came back from it, and it even confirmed other things that I teach from other clients. It's like, yeah, this is normal. You get used to looking at these numbers. Like, this is numbers normal. This number's normal. This number's not normal. We should fix this over here. This is wrong. So you can look at all these numbers and you can see where things line up, where they should line up. And see, I'll just throw in another tip right here that came off of his stats, which I knew, but it confirmed again. The test results came up the same again from his. And that was, in his test, we had split tested a straight, we actually had more tests in this case. He used a video sales letter for his product, And we had long copy under the video sales letter as one of the versions. The other version was the video sales letter, and the long copy didn't show up until we actually made the offer. So it was like 12, 13 minutes in until the rest of the copy showed up on the page. We split tested those, and this confirmed what I had tested and seen from previous tests before. And that was the video sales letter with the rest of the text hidden worked better for the cold traffic coming in from Facebook. Okay, so that we kind of didn't want to spring we were selling to later on in the video to cold traffic coming in. But to his email list, the one with the actual text on the video right underneath the video sales letter from the very beginning sold much better to his email list, to his current email list. And that actually confirms what I've seen multiple times also. And the reason for that was when you're sending out to your own email list, they're not even – many of them aren't even going to watch the whole video. They're just going to buy within the first few minutes because you've built a relationship that the sales copy – isn't even all that important at times.
Yeah, absolutely. They've already decided that whatever you, they know, like, and trust you. So they've already decided that if what you're selling is remotely overlapping with what they need, they're going to buy it because they know it's going to be good. Whereas this cold traffic, they may not even want to be sold to. So when you throw up that long copy sales letter, that's essentially a red flag in some cases to cold traffic, and they'll punch out of the sales letter. So bounce rates, I guess you saw go way down, and video engagement went way up when you delayed presentation of the sales letter to cold traffic, right?
Exactly, to the cold traffic, the email list. But it's interesting that it produced so much higher to the email list when you actually had the sales copy underneath the video.
Yeah, I would not have guessed. That's very interesting, and underscores the importance of split testing. And one thing that's really cool from my perspective now is these things that were virtually impossible, like delayed appearance of website elements, that's just a simple CSS setting now, right? I mean, that's like one line of code to make that thing come in at various times. And all these things are possible now. You just have to imagine what to do and go do the work.
Exactly. We have so many tools for building websites. There's lead pages and click funnels and OptimizePress, and all of them have that built into them. Into the software, so that they all make it really easy to create those types of pages.
Okay, so back to our email list. So we've got this prospect. We did some outside of the box thinking and maybe made them an entry level offer the moment they opted in to take advantage of the momentum that we had with the sign up. We've delivered them a lead magnet with some value, or as you say, a preview of our awesome content that generates an enormous amount of value. But now we have this subscriber on this email list, and we don't know what to do. What do we do?
Well, at this point in time, we're going to want to start sending out emails. And in the very beginning, I like to have what we have. Let's divide into two separate pieces. We have what we call autoresponders, which are automatically programmed, and everybody gets these on a specific schedule. So somebody might get one on day one. They might get one 2 days after they've been subscribed, things like this. Then we also have broadcasts. Broadcasts are emails you write right now and you send out to everybody on the list in many cases. So we got autoresponders and broadcasts. And even for brand new beginners, I like doing at least a few autoresponders up front, because I like to basically establish a little bit of a relationship in who you are and what makes you different from everyone else. The biggest mistake that a lot of people make, well, there's two mistakes, and they're both the wrong side of the ditch. One mistake is to send a whole bunch of promos. So I've been on lists where they send me four promotions a day, every day. That's like insane, and it's crazy. It's going to burn your list out really, really fast. And the other mistake, which often is almost as big of a mistake, because I've been brought in to fix this problem many times, and that is they just send content and don't promote anything. That's a humongous mistake also. When I say I've been called in for it, I've had clients who've done that for years to a list. They have people who are opening all their emails, but anytime they try to sell anything, people throw a fit and they don't buy. Okay, and I've been called in to fix those. Sometimes that situation's kind of hard to fix. The issue is it's not content as we think of it. Hey, I'm going to send content. I'm going to give a whole bunch of tips. I'm going to give a whole bunch of value. That's good, but it's not going to build a relationship. It's not going to build a list that buys from you if that's what you're sending, especially if you're not doing it correctly. Okay. And so kind of, again, diverting, because this is so important even for the autoresponders and for the broadcast. What you really want to do is we're going to give content, we're going to give value, but it needs to be, let's add an extra word to that. It needs to be contrarian content, especially in the beginning. Okay, contrarian content means everybody else is saying X, but I say the problem is Y instead. Okay, so you're all, so everybody else is talking about this, so, and then I'm going to talk about something that in one way or another is totally contrarian. I'll give an example from a client and a friend. Okay, Glenn Livingston sells a book on Never Binge Again, and he has a whole back-end business that goes along with Never Binge Again. Okay, and in that market, most people, when they want you to never – basically, it's emotional eating that he's the problem he's solving. Most people will tell you that you need to love yourself thin. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Glenn says that's totally wrong, and what you need to do instead is imagine you have a pig inside you, and you need to punish the pig and not let the pig eat the, you know, eat these foods. Just like you choose not to walk off a perfectly good cliff, you can choose not to eat these foods, and you can make rules about specific rules, very hard rules, and your pig is going to scream about it. This pig inside you is going to be screaming and squealing and doing everything else. But you see how contrarian that is of information. I mean, he has people love him. Like if you go to Amazon, you'll see he has, at this point in time we're doing this interview, over 600 reviews of his book. The vast majority of are 4- and 5-star reviews of how much they love his system, how well it's working for him. But then again, you're going to see a whole bunch of 1 reviews because they're angry that he told them not to love themselves and that there's a pig inside them, and they don't like that theme. That
yeah.
There's a pig inside them.
Yeah, and so, you know, the big example that pops into my head when you're talking about this contrarian message is Dave Ramsey. When everybody else is saying, you know, go ask for a raise, make more money, Dave Ramsey's screaming, sell the car, right? And I mean, he started, that was a contrarian message when he started. Very interesting.
Yeah, and so you got to think about what is your message, how is it contrarian? And again, if you're just starting off, you might say, well, you know, I don't know how to be contrarian. I don't know what my message is. So here's a little tip to move it. So eventually I want your front end to be very contrarian, very different than what others will mention. But to start off, I always there's an email I just call it the rant style. I want you to think about something that's going on in your industry that makes you angry. And I want you to just write a quick email about something going on in your industry that makes you angry and why it makes you angry. What's wrong with it? Why is it hurting people in your market? That's a starting point for you to basically pull it out and rant. Some of my best emails have been written when I am emotional in one way or another. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm extremely happy about something. I kind of like the angry ones.
Yeah, and maybe it's a little bit contrary to – to your reaction. I mean, we've all been told don't write emails when you're angry, and that's not really what you're talking about, but channeling that emotional energy into something that gets noticed in a noisy marketplace is sort of what you're going after here, right?
Exactly. And it's also part of, we don't just want to give content. I'll go back to that point. If you're just giving content, you're just giving value. Here's my 5 tips to do this. You know that I could go out and I could hire, often, many cases, writers to do that for me. I could go up and hire, in many cases, a low-cost writer to create content, these tip articles. And so those are a dime a dozen. There's no lack of content online. And people will say that too. It's like, how do you run an information business? I run an information business in a market that's full of free content.
Right.
It's because you build a relationship, not just content. Content's a dime a dozen. What people are really looking for is they're looking for someone that they can connect into, somebody that they can plug into, someone that will guide them and direct them, someone who has a personality that they can – sometimes a good way to think about this is just imagery to give you is think about superheroes. Superheroes like Batman and Superman. Superman's been around for over 80 years. How many movies have been made about Superman? How many more movies will be made about Superman? How many times will they tell the same origin story for Superman? Okay, because he's an enduring character who inspires us. I want you to become a superhero in your market. You might be mild-mannered in your own personal life, but online you're going to be a superhero. And this superhero that you're going to be is you're going to be someone that's going to inspire people in your market. You're going to have an origin story. Okay, you're going to have villains that you fight. And so a villain is what I was just talking about, is we do a rant. We do something contrarian because there's villains. It might not be specific individuals. Like, again, if we took the example I mentioned of Glenn Livingston, he doesn't have a specific individual. He doesn't say that any of those coaches are wrong or any of that nature. He just says that that's not the approach that he found worked for him and for the clients that he worked with. So this is the right approach. So the villain here is that message that you have to love yourself thin, okay? That's his villain and his message, not a specific individual. And it could be the same thing for you. The villain in your market is often a message. It's wrong thinking. It could even be common wisdom that's wrong. That's your villain. And then you have an origin story. How did you get started in this? How did you learn this? And I like your first couple of emails. We're going to have something contrarian that we're talking about. We're also going to give an origin story of how you get started, why this became so important to you.
Now, when you teach people email marketing, who's your villain? Is it these guys that are over emailing or something like that?
The villain for email marketing would often be the fact that it's the people. I wouldn't say it's over emailing, because if you're sending the right kind of emails, you can send emails daily if you wanted to. Okay, and that can work quite well as long as they're the right kind of emails. The right kind of emails have a mixture of personality, content, you know, personality, contrarian content, and connecting it into your offers that you're making. That's the right kind of emails to be sending. You could send those daily if you wanted to. You should be sending at least once a week, just to give a minimum for it, or up to daily. So it's not, those aren't really my villain. My villain for a long time has really been the hypesters. The make $1 million super easy online.
Yeah,
pushing a few buttons.
We share that villain. We could like have like a super friends thing where we go attack that villain together.
And so, because as I'm sitting here teaching you this, I'm teaching about email marketing. For the affiliate marketing that you're teaching, how many of your competitors would tell people to just take the emails that the affiliate programs gave them and plug those in?
Yeah, and we see that all the time. They'll take the swipe copy and email it out to their list.
That's not going to work. So see, that's a villain. That is the wrong strategy. It will not work because you're just promoting them. You're promoting the, you're saying the exact same thing as 24 other people. Why in the world would I respond if you told me the exact same thing everybody else just told me? There's no connection with you. So I'll give a quick tip for affiliates, since we have a lot of affiliates listening. The absolute best email you can send to promote any affiliate program is a case study for their product, which means you buy their product, you use their product, you tell us the results. That's how you sell an affiliate product, by email.
Yeah, that's an outstanding tip. And I think, you know, one of the things that's underneath that makes that great is that's real value. And would you agree that these emails that you're sending have to have value? I mean, how do you, as you're building out an autoresponder that maybe is going to run for days or weeks or months, how do you approach that sort of content creation thing? You're saying it has to have voice. What's the importance of value in those?
The importance of value is, think about, value is more than just content. Value is direction and guidance from someone you trust. Okay, that's what value is specific actions they can take from someone they trust. And if someone joins my email list, they would see that I'm giving a lot of tips. There's a mixture. It's a constant mixture of me telling stories, inspiring stories, case studies, mentioning elements from clients. Can't always tell the markets that they're in, but they're from dozens of different markets. I'm giving stories from them. I'm talking about what works, little tips here and there. And I'm giving little pieces of the puzzle, constantly little tips that they can immediately use. So that's something you can think about. It's almost this way. This is a model I say that works really well for it. Think about three pieces to every email. And now, I'm giving you a rule here that doesn't apply 100% of the time, but I'll say of my emails, 80% of them at least fall into this basket. And so the three pieces of the email is number one is a hook or story. Okay, so there's either some kind of story I'm going to tell, and that story could be as simple as, hey, a subscriber sent me this question. That's a mini story. Or I was working with a client who was doing this. That's a story. Or it could be my little 16-week-old puppy keeps biting me. Story, okay, which I did recently. I talked about my land shark German Shepherd puppy.
Awesome.
So that's it. Those are stories. So that's piece number one of the email. The second piece of the email is the value. I want you to give at least one good tip that somebody could take and immediately use. One good tip that they can use. The big mistake a lot of times we make is we give too many tips, which get confusing. An email is a short medium, so one good tip they can use. If we went back to like the cartoons I watched when I was a kid, they always had near the end of the cartoon, and the moral of today's story is,
right,
is FX. That's almost what I'm thinking about this piece right here. The value of this story is X. I'm going to transition this. Like the story about the fact that my little land shark kept biting me and constantly telling him no is, I know from previous dogs that there's going to be a moment that he's all of a sudden going to get it. And he's going to be like, oh, why didn't you tell me you don't like me biting you at this point? So that I said that point's going to happen all the same. For online marketers, what it is you're going to keep working. You're keep doing this, and sometimes it seems like you're beating your head against the wall until all of a sudden you hit the momentum, and it seems like you're an overnight success. And I've seen that time and time again with clients and in businesses that there's a big struggle in the beginning. It's like you keep busting up against that wall. People are saying you can't do it. You start thinking you can't do it. Then all of a sudden, it seems like the light comes on and things start flowing for you. It's almost another way to describe it is perhaps we were rolling up the hill on the roller coaster that whole time. Then all of a sudden, it takes off for us.
Right.
It's the same thing. So that's that more than a specific content. That was an inspirational message that came in the middle there. And it's a true message. I've seen it bunches multiple times. So that's the second piece is some piece of content, some piece of inspiration, some piece of value. That's the second piece in it. The third piece of the email is going to be connecting that over to your offer or something that you're offering. So pretty much the majority of my emails, again, we'll put 99% of my emails have a link over to one of my offers at the end of them. So I'm always selling. It's just a pretty soft sell. So again, with that email, we're talking about the dog. At the very end, I just linked over that, you know, we'll keep pushing the sales. I said, this is a reason that you would want to join the Monthly Mentor Club, because the Monthly Mentor Club is month after month, I'm going to send you exactly what's working for me and my clients in the print newsletter. So you can build that momentum up in your business. So see, I'm just connecting it lightly to the message, and then I link over to my club that they can join.
Yeah, almost more of a top of mind marketing approach, just real soft and helpful.
Yeah, exactly. And so those are the three pieces that you can look for. Pretty much every email hits those three pieces.
The hook, the value, and the connection to an offer.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, so I feel like if we were allowed, we could talk for, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours, but I want to be respectful of your time. So what I want from you for my audience is the big thing, the most important thing, the thing that you've seen that you really wish everyone could understand about email marketing, that if you had the world's largest billboard, you would plaster this message on the billboard, because darn it, this is the thing that people truly need to understand about email marketing. What is it?
It's going to sound super simple, but usually the biggest truths are super simple when you come down to them. And that is, have fun and be yourself. Okay. Have fun and be yourself, which I'll explain out a little bit. That means that if you're stressing out about the email, it seems to come through. You should be having fun with these emails. You should be having fun with the story. You're just sitting down speaking to a friend at the table. You're speaking to your spouse. You're speaking to, you know, a friend going out to lunch. And you're just having fun writing them a quick message. And be yourself means don't try to be me. Don't try to be anyone else. But become, and when I say be me, be a bolder, outgoing version of yourself. It's almost like, again, that little superhero that you come off with. But it's yourself. Be who you are. I focus on their lifestyle. I share things about my dogs. I don't have children, so I can't talk about children. But I talk about dogs. I talk about things that go on in my life. I talk about clients. I talk about my life and where I'm at. And you need to share those types of things to build that audience, to build that relationship. It's really interesting. When I first spoke at a couple of conferences, I had people who came up to me with a 3-ring binder that they had collected my emails that I had been sending out to them before then. And they asked me to sign that binder of my emails that they had. And people came up to me and started having conversations about a story I told months before. And I have to stand there for a minute and I'm listening to them for like 30 seconds until I catch on to the story and remember which story it was that they were, you know, that really resonated with them. And I just have to listen to you catch it, because I sent one of my stories, maybe it wasn't every story, but one of the stories really resonated with them and they kept it. And it's kind of funny. My email becomes a test bed for other things. So I'll send out emails all the time, little stories, and some resonate really big. People love them. They buy a lot of products from them. Other people get angry about something, which from a big list that I had, I actually sold this list previously. But my biggest – some people get scared because they get complaints. I received over 50 complaints to one email before. Okay, not spam complaints. These are people angry because I sent the email.
They replied to the email and said, hey, Terry, I'm mad at you for sending this, and here's why?
Yeah, but they used a lot worse language than that.
Wow.
Okay, language we're not going to repeat on our audio.
Yeah, it's a family show, Terry, family show.
So we're not repeating the language they had. And that email, you'll think this is funny for the email. That email was how I was, again, railing on the no-work business opportunities. And I had made a statement in there that there's no place that you're going to give somebody $2,000 and they're going to hand you a done-for-you business that you don't have to lift a finger. That's the line everybody get angry about.
Wow. And that's because you were shattering their false hopes.
I was shattering the false hopes of the email. So they got angry. They sent that back. And so I'm going to warn you for this. You start giving personality. There's going to be some people who get angry at you. There's going to be some people who don't like you. Surprise, surprise. There's people who don't like me out there. But by sharing stories, sharing personality, and having fun doing it, you're going to attract the right people to you. Like, for example, again, I do one-on-one clients. And I don't even use like applications or things like that because I have clients pay for it up front. But I haven't had a bad client come in years. That's because they would have been sifted off my list earlier on.
Right.
They wouldn't have stayed with me to become a client. The ones who come clients already know what I'm going to be doing, what I'm doing. So that's my big tip is have fun, be yourself, and be willing to be open with people on the internet, knowing some will love you, some will hate you. The absolute worst thing that they can do is just ignore you.
Right, because you don't need all 1 billion people with access to the internet as clients, right? You only need a handful. And so it's safe to expose your personality to people and down select to the people who really want to know, like, and trust you. They're a lot more fun to work with, right?
They are. So go after the clients you want, especially if you're building a smaller – I work primarily with internet lifestyle businesses, which means my clients are anywhere from six figures up into the eight-figure range. I don't have any clients who are up above – like my biggest clients up around the $50 million range, still a lifestyle business that he's running.
Wow.
But even at that level, I mean, we're not talking huge corporate level that he needs everybody to like him. In his market, there's a lot of people who don't like him, which is fine. You don't get to that, hey, everybody needs to like me. Unless you're running for – I was going to say running for public office, but even then half of them aren't going to like you.
So yeah. I'm from Texas and everything's bigger in Texas. But even in Texas, $50 million is a lot of revenue.
It is a lot of revenue, especially for a lifestyle type business. But wow. Even at that point in a business, all these rules still apply. If you come up to and we talk about an Apple company, maybe some of the rules will change a little bit once you get that big. But once you get that big, I'm sure you can test a whole lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Terry Dean, I'm going to tell you what, man. This has been chocked full of amazing value. But I know you're kind of like an online iceberg. We've only seen the tip, only the surface of the value that comes from Terry Dean. If my listeners, and I certainly want to encourage them to do this, if they want more Terry, if they're the ones that have resonated with your personality and they really want to hear about your dogs and stuff, where do they go?
Well, as you could expect, I have a free gift if you come over and sign up for my email list. And the free gift is it's basically the email conversion kit. And I give you a free report, 7 unique ways to create profitable emails, even if you're not a writer. That specifically focuses really heavily on the 7 stories everybody should be telling, the 7 different stories and ways to tell stories. It also comes with several cheat sheets, including 64 story shortcuts, which are essentially me asking you questions to help you come up with the right stories for your emails. 5 proven templates for attention-grabbing email subject lines, and basically the same system I use for email to find out a little bit more. You get all that for free, and all you have to do is go over to mymarketingcoach.com/free, mymarketingcoach.com/free.
And I want to encourage people to do that. What you're talking about is email copywriting, super important topic, copywriting in general. We're going to be talking about copywriting on this show more later this month and into early March. But that is an awesome place to get started because I know about this opt-in gift. It's totally worth it. And your email list is fun. So I want to encourage people, give me the URL one more time to head over to.
It's mymarketingcoach.com/free.
Terry Dean, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for dropping value bombs on my audience. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. I'd love to have you back on the show sometime in the future to talk some more about. I know you have a lot more things to tell us, so maybe we can set that up sometime in the future.
Hopefully we can. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully everything that we shared will help your listeners.
Thanks, Terry. Take care. Okay, that was fantastic. I guess you can tell Terry is a fantastic guy, has helped a lot of people over the last 20 years really take their businesses to the next level. If you just take one of the tips that you heard Terry Dean offer today and implement them in your business before you hear my voice again next week, you will be in a much better place and you'll like the results. Go ahead, pick something out of the interview today and take some action. Just listening to the podcast is not quite enough. You really need to pick something and go do it. And this interview is the perfect opportunity for you to do a little something extra in your internet business this week. And again, if you're looking for another extra push, if you're listening to this around February 16th, this Convert Kit email challenge over at latenightim.com/CK challenge. Until next week, I am Mark Mason from Late Night Internet Marketing, and I hope you have a fantastic week.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Well, I guess you can hear in my voice, I am still just struggling to get over all these allergies and colds and stuff. I apologize for that. Hope you're feeling better than I am these days. I'm getting better. I'm much better than I was last time we spoke, but still not back to 100%. So I'm pushing on that. I'm better living through chemistry, trying to get plenty of rest, and all that slows me down with my internet business, because when you're a solo entrepreneur working on the side and you get a little sick, man, that really slows you down. So you got to struggle to keep going and try and make a little progress every day. Try and find time to record that show. And recording shows when your voice is goofed up is really tricky. So if my voice sounds a little scratchy to you and that's driving you crazy, I apologize. I'm hoping by next week that I'll be completely back to normal, and I will talk to you then. By then, it will be after Valentine's Day for me in recording time. I pre-record these a little bit, and I'll be able to tell you about my cool Valentine's Day plans that I have for my wife and myself. So that'll be awesome. Hope you're having a great, great week this week, and I'll talk to you in about 7 days. Take care. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.